Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing that intimate relationship with Him. And really, that relationship is what satisfies. When we look to other circumstances in our lives, whether it's us changing ourselves to fit those circumstances or changing the circumstances to fit us, we're dealing with externals. And regardless of what changes are made, we will not be satisfied. So we start with looking at the supernatural experiences and recognize that they are also externals. Regardless of what height or depth or extensive experience you have had or will attain in the supernatural realm, learning to rule and reign, these experiences and the seeking of them will not satisfy. It is instead the process of learning about the supernatural realm that brings us into dependence on God, which is relationship with Him. And that is what satisfies. Now, the supernatural realm, because it's new, can be fun and exciting and certainly something we can get excited about and we can study about and put our effort into, and we are to do that. But it is not the end in itself. Our dependence on God, our relationship with Him, that is what's important. So we keep focused on our response rather than our execution of the direction He gives us. We keep sensitive to His speaking to us, to His prompting, to His leading, guiding, pointing things out, His teaching and training. As we grow in our trust of Him and our confidence in Him, that's what will satisfy. Now, we've talked before in other lessons about the different temperaments, and I'm sure we will again. But it's critical to remember that we are all going to have different histories as we come to these supernatural experiences, but we're also going to have different expectations. And there are no right or wrong expectations. because God has brought you to today to be exactly what you are. So he doesn't hold it against you that you are exactly where you are. And so for us to say that we're in the wrong place at the wrong time, it's arguing with God. Or that he's not responding the way he's supposed to. Or that, you know, we've been taught wrong. On and on and on. Accept where you're at right now. And allow God to take you where he wants to take you and teach you and train you in the way he wants you to go. So for some, this is exciting and you just can't wait to get into it, and you know, you want to be able to experience the supernatural, you know, in any way you will. You're open to whatever God has for you. For others, this is kind of stretching it just to think that maybe this is something you need to pay attention to. That maybe the whole concept that ruling and reigning is for now is an alien idea. And you're still working on getting that into your brain pan, that there's more to your time here on this earth than just getting by until the sweet by and by. So we are dealing with quite a range of beliefs. Wherever you fall is exactly where God wants you to fall. And as we've talked about in other areas, what we're teaching here, we're not saying, we're not making comments or trying to correct what anybody else is teaching. The only thing we point out is the results are what you're being taught, is what you're being taught bringing you into greater dependence on God. It's a yes or no question. Or are you relying more and more on other resources, on your own gifts, on someone praying for you, an anointing or a mantle or a gift or you know, whatever, or God himself? This is merely another opportunity, another way for you to hear him, to know him, to be with him. But it's a biggie. And the other thing is to be patient with yourself. This is going to take some time, because God is gentle with us. He is faithful and reliable. And he knows exactly what we need when we need it. So we've been talking about keys to experiencing the supernatural. The first one is to ask the Lord to create in you a hunger and a thirst. Supernatural experiences are to be desired and asked for. God wants us to want what he wants for us. He doesn't want us to resist or begrudge what he has for us. Very often there's the feeling that, well, if God wants me to have it, he'll give it to me. Well, excuse me. You know, here he has this available for you. And he said, I want you to have it. But we can't bother to reach out our hand and take it. My, we've got our understanding about how the way he does things kind of mixed up. He's the God. He gets to decide what's best for us. And by resisting this area, we are basically arguing with God. We're saying we know better. We're holding him at arm's length. Now, sure, you may have a real good reason in your own mind. But take it to him and see if it really stands up to the light of day. Depending on God is not about helping people. It's not about worshiping and honoring God. If you and God were the only ones on a deserted island, would you allow him to teach you, to speak to you, to train you, to comfort you, to fill every need? And for some of us, that's exactly what he does in our lives. He puts us in a situation where we're all alone. We're a deserted island. So, when we look at our lives, are we allowing God to meet our needs? What if right now you don't really care about this? But in your head, you acknowledge that this is something God wants for you. You can just ask the Lord, Lord, motivate me. Whatever it is I'm lacking, I want to want what you want for me. And he will give you a hunger. He will give you a thirst for whatever it is. You may not even be able to identify it. It just may be over time. He may put certain things or people in your path, books or tapes or ideas, movies, whatever, that starts you thinking. Recognize, ask, God, is this from you? This is interesting. Is this something that you're trying to get my attention about? And hopefully by now you've already asked him, Lord, is the supernatural realm something you want me to learn to rule and reign over? Don't take my word for it. Ask God. Ask him. But remember that God wants you to want what he wants for you. Secondly, ask the Lord to help you to overcome any and all apprehensions and concerns you may have. Now, a lot of times we have concerns based on lack of information, lack of knowledge. What do you do in this situation? What if you come up against something you can't handle? Let me just guarantee you right now that that will happen. Okay, so it's not a matter of if, but when. And I can tell you how to handle it. Ask God. You know, Lord, I don't know what to do here. What do you think? I guarantee he puts us in positions throughout various aspects of our lives that we cannot handle. But he will never put you in a situation that he can't handle. So we move forward from that. And we recognize that every situation, God is there. He's not, okay, you know, shoving us, you know, giving us the keys to the car and saying, okay, go drive on your own. He is always in with us. Whatever experience you're in, he is there. We never have to try to get his attention. A lot of times we think, okay, God's just not aware of what I'm going through. Or he'd do something. He'd change something. But he is not only aware of what you're going through. He prepared it for you. He arranged it for you. For your good. Sometimes that's the last thing we want to hear because our situation can be so cruddy. But God's ways of getting our attention are exactly what we need. And in order very often to line up our circumstances with our beliefs about who God is and what he does and his goodness, very often they clash because we are holding on to our own beliefs and we are not allowing God to be in our lives as he is. We want him to behave according to our own beliefs, and he's just not going to do that. So ask the Lord to answer any questions you may have about the supernatural, about anything. Again, this is the whole point of this. It's not so you can rule and reign. I mean, that's the end result. But the purpose is to know God. To depend on him, to have that confidence that you're hearing and are one with him, that only comes by experience. Head knowledge just ain't going to do it. And let's not even use the word faith. That's a catch-all. Do you know you are hearing him whenever he wants to speak to you? Now, spiritually speaking, on the spiritual realm, spirit to spirit, he is always speaking to you, and you are always hearing. So that's not the question. Learning to rule and reign in the supernatural realm is the training field God has provided here on this earth for us to learn to know Him in our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions, to bring those into alignment under, into submission with our spirit, to be one in ourselves and in Him and with Him. So as sons, He does teach us responsibility and authority through that process of ruling and reigning over the supernatural realm here. So let Him answer any questions you may have. And sometimes just getting the questions very clear and specific helps to identify what beliefs we need to be clear about. Very often it comes down to something much more personal and much simpler than, you know, things about the supernatural realm. It may come down to, can I trust God? Or will He allow me to be hurt or deceived? Or will I stir things up that I won't be able to handle? So again, this is about your relationship with God and giving Him an opportunity to prove Himself through experience. So thirdly, ask the Lord to bring others into your life with whom you can share these experiences. This can be a variety of ways, but very often we learn from others learning from Him, as well as teaching us how to share with others what He has shared with us. This doesn't mean that everything else that is being taught by these others is going to line up with what you're being taught here. So stay focused on, for instance, say God, you know, chooses to bring a certain group into your life, a church or a small group, and they're teaching about things that you no longer believe, but they're giving you an opportunity to learn about healing or about any other supernatural experience that God wants you to learn about right now. He has no problem with you learning what you need to learn and just looking past the error, the misconceptions. So don't get distracted by what He's not teaching you. Stay focused on what He is teaching you and training. And whether you're used to correct and change others, that's not the issue. That's His problem. You know, it's like you're driving down a super highway and there's 16 lanes on either side of you. Everybody's got their own destination. You all just happen to be sharing the same highway. Don't be worrying about, if you're in lane number 8, don't be worrying about what's going on in lane number 1. Just stay in lane number 8. Move when God asks you to move. Switch lanes when He does, when He directs you, when you see your exit coming up. But just stay in your own lane. Don't try to interfere with what's going on around you. Remember, you are moving. Now, what's interesting in a highway is, if you're especially if you're traveling a long distance, you know, everybody's supposed to be going pretty much the same speed. So you join up with whoever you merged onto as far as other cars on the road with you, and you may travel with that same group of cars for quite a distance. And sometimes that makes us feel like we're not making any progress. We're not really getting anywhere. But remember, you're all traveling. So you are making progress, even when it doesn't seem like it. Just stay focused. Stay in your own lane. Be listening for God's training and teaching you in that situation. And obviously this is all, Lord, is this something you want me to be involved in? What am I supposed to be learning? And what he wants to accomplish in you will occur much more quickly as we are lighthearted about it. Don't be so too serious about it. This is not life and death. He knows what he's doing. Our confidence in his faithfulness will grow as we see how he treats each one of us distinctly. He treats, no matter what we're learning, he treats each one of us with respect and gentleness. And we see that even though others may not believe the same things we do, God still loves them. Likewise, as we see what the Lord is doing in like-minded believers, we are challenged to know him more and more. So it's not just a matter of, Lord, bring me to a place where I can experience and gain the knowledge and the understanding that I need. But it's being satisfied every day, knowing that even when we're not aware of it, he has crafted every moment of your day, of your hour, of your minute, to be exactly what he wants it to be. So we've talked before about time, redeeming the time, making the most of it, regaining time, owning time, being the master of time. And when we recognize that the more part of the supernatural realm is to take authority over time. And again, time is a natural aspect. It is not even supernatural. So not only do we as believers have authority over it, but unbelievers do as well. So we're learning to master our existence here on this earth. And not be a victim of our past, our present, or our future. Now, this may be hard, but you don't need to know what tomorrow brings in order to be ready for it. You can prepare by depending on God. So tune in Saturday at 9. and we'll be talking more about developing supernatural goals. Until then, have a great week. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Thanks for tuning in.